Hello and welcome to Father Luke's Homilies. This homily was preached in the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall for the Feast of Pentecost on the 31st of May 2020. In today's readings, we hear the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, and in the Gospel, we hear Jesus' sending of the Holy Spirit upon the disciples. We reflect now on what that means for us here, now, and today. God bless you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of the first day of the week, the doors were closed in the room where the disciples were, for fear of the Jews. Jesus came and stood among them. He said to them, "Peace be with you," and showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord, and he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so am I sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. For those whose sins you retain, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Receive the Holy Spirit. In many ways, the Holy Spirit is, I think, often the forgotten person of the Holy Trinity. You know, we pray to the Father, we talk to Jesus, we proclaim his life and his gospel, and yet, for many, the Holy Spirit seems to be something of an afterthought, an add-on. Yet, the Holy Spirit is a person. We should not ask what the Holy Spirit is, but rather who he is. The Holy Spirit is not some impersonal energy or force like we might find in Star Wars and other science fiction stories. No, the Holy Spirit is alive, active, and we are to have a relationship with him. Today, on this Pentecost Sunday, we can tend to focus almost exclusively on the historic account of Pentecost, which we heard from the Acts of the Apostles. And whilst it is a beautiful and powerful account of what happened to the first members of the church when the Holy Spirit came, there is a danger, I think, that we can get locked into a pattern of thinking, well, that's what the Holy Spirit did then, long ago, but not now. You see, we also dub this feast the birthday of the church, and rightly so, it is. But the problem with birthdays, especially as you get older, is that you just tend to notch up another year. You feel tired, old, and ever more removed from one's youth. Yet, this cannot be what Pentecost is about. For it was not a single event for a few specific people. No, Pentecost is the coming of the Spirit. And it's the coming of the Spirit for every person in every generation. Now, in today's Gospel, we have John's account of the sending of the Spirit, which, in contrast to the noise and the wind and the fire of Pentecost, is very different. Jesus gently breathes on his disciples and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Jesus breathes on his disciples. What is significant here is that the receiving the Holy Spirit is linked in to that it being sent and to Jesus' mission of reconciliation. You see, Jesus identifies with his disciples through the Holy Spirit. Let's just think about that for a moment, okay? Jesus breathes the Holy Spirit. Breath. Breath is life. Breath is intimate. You have to be close to feel someone's breath. Jesus breathes, and in doing so, he gives us his life. He identifies with us, sharing his mission with us. He is close to us. So what does that mean for us now? Well, Jesus lives within us. Jesus lives in us, with us, and through us by his Holy Spirit. We are enabled, empowered to live the Christian life only because God has placed his Spirit in our hearts. The Holy Spirit is, in effect, the breath of God, the life of God given to us. What is more, God is a generous God. He doesn't stop giving us his Spirit. It's not a one-off event. We need a mentality shift here. It's not so much that the first Pentecost happened 2,000 years ago and we celebrate the anniversary every year. No, Pentecost started 2,000 years ago and it hasn't stopped. Every day, in fact, every moment of every day is a potential Pentecost moment. God does not stop pouring out his Spirit. God does not stop breathing out his life into us. It is we who stop living. We stifle the Spirit by a lack of faith, by a lack of understanding. We grow weary, we get fed up, we commit sins, we forget that the same God who created heaven and earth, the same God who raised Jesus from the dead, the same God who empowered Mary and the apostles at Pentecost, that same God breathes his same life and power into us now, here, today. The Holy Spirit is not an optional extra, folks. We need him. It's not that we don't have the Spirit already, of course. After all, St. Paul reminded us that we have the Holy Spirit if we can say Jesus is Lord. But, and this is important, all of us, that is all of us, not just priests or a few holy people, all of us need to experience again and again and again the power of a personal Pentecost. All of us need to be filled afresh with the power and presence of Almighty God. The Pentecost experience is different for everyone. Some people will speak in tongues. Others will interpret them. Some will perform wonders. Others will bring people for healing. In some people, the Holy Spirit manifests more visibly. In others, it comes as a gentle breath or as a quiet guest of the soul, as St. Augustine described him. We must remember that there are a variety of gifts, but always the same Spirit, and that the particular way in which the Spirit is given is for a good purpose. In other words, the Holy Spirit is not for ourselves alone. We are given the Spirit so that we can love and serve others and build up the body of Christ. Yes, of course we benefit from it. Yes, we are blessed and fulfilled and have peace. But principally, the Holy Spirit is given for the sake of mission, for the sake of others. So, on this Pentecost Sunday, many of us, like the first disciples, are still huddled together, locked down in an upper room. So let us again invite the Holy Spirit to come into our lives. May he come and break our bonds, free our hearts and minds. Let him come and help us to experience a freedom and a joy that will destroy any lockdown experience. Let him come and inspire us, empower us to proclaim that Jesus is Lord, to enter into the fullness of life here and now. Let us pray for the Holy Spirit to renew his wonders in our day and to give to each of us a personal Pentecost experience. Come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit, come, Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to my homily podcast. For more information about the Catholic parish of Brandon and Mildenhall in the UK, then please visit our website at stthomas-stjohnparish.com. That's stthomas-stjohnparish.com. Alternatively, check out our Facebook page at facebook.com/BMRC Parish. To follow me on social media, go to my Twitter handle at Father Luke G. That's F-R Luke G. If you'd like to read pastoral and theological reflections, then check out my blog at fatherlukegoymore.com. That's F-R lukegoymore.com. Hope this podcast has been of some use to you and helps to nourish you in your journey of faith. God bless you.